Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is Dolly Barker and I'm so excited that you've tuned in today. We are going to be talking about our memory verse for this week, which is Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So this is what we're trying to cover here this week, because I want you guys to know, I want you to be fully equipped with the fact that you have been given authority over the enemy. You are not at the mercy of him or anybody else. Even other people can't harm you. They may try, but you trust in the Lord. You use the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, start worshiping God, get him on the scene. I'm telling you, you will tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You need to know that. We are supposed to be bringing the kingdom of God into fruition and taking away the kingdom of darkness. And we do that by doing it in our own personal lives first. Okay? You have to learn how to walk first. And then you can start carrying somebody else. Okay? Everything in Christianity starts with you. If you have a problem, then you have a problem. Okay? So if there's a problem in your life, it will get its roots back to something that you believe. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that people can't be difficult, and maybe somebody's giving you a hard time. Maybe the enemy has set up an assignment. Maybe there is a curse in the world. You know, there is a curse. There is a sin nature in a lot of people. There are laws in effect. We sow, we reap. You know, we can be surrounded by people. Maybe we have horrible iniquities in our family. And so those people just don't know how to be nice sometimes or something. There's all kinds of problems in the world. Okay? But nothing by any means. That means nothing coming from anywhere can harm you. You have to know this, though. How can Satan, who was defeated at Calvary, who was commanded and had to give the keys up to the kingdom and to death and to hell and the grave. He had to give the keys up. He had to give away all the authority to Jesus. He had to admit defeat. This happened. So why is he still running around ruling so many people's lives? Well, for one, a lot of people don't know. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And God says, I rejoice when my children walk in truth. He wants you to walk in truth. Well, how are you going to do that? Are we going to listen to what people say? You know, that's not always the best policy. I'm not trying to be mean. But people say things like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is not true. The Bible says you could be beat with a rod and it won't kill you, but the words out of your mouth will destroy something. So there's things out there that the world says and believes, but they're not true. They're very damaging. They're hurtful. Words are the most destructive thing on the planet because, oh, I was just kidding. No, the Bible says you were not just kidding. The Bible says that when you don't say something mean and then say, oh, I did it in jest, because you didn't. And that's what the Bible says. But we say all these things and we do all these things and then we wonder why we're destroying the people around us, why we're destroying ourselves, because you reap what you sow. There's so many things out there that are designed to destroy you. But the Bible says, if you know this, you will be delivered from that. If you understand this, you are no longer subject to that. The enemy's hoping you won't know this. Most people don't. many times have you heard somebody say this to you? Nothing by any means shall harm you. How many times have you heard that in your life? Do people say that to you all the time? Something's trying to come against you. You're struggling with this. You're struggling with that. You're this. You're that. This happened. That happened. And somebody walks up to you and say, don't worry. The Word of God says nothing by any means shall harm you. Have you heard this? No. Why haven't you? Because they don't know it. The enemy has blinded their eyes. And they don't know it. If they knew it, they would be saying different things to you. So we can't blame the people. It's not about the people. God loves these people. He loves the nastiest one out there. Because he created them for a reason. And he loves them. And they are his kids. And he will handle them. That's not our job. You pray for them. You tattle on them. I tell on everybody. Somebody does me wrong, God's going to hear about it. Just hide and watch. He's going to hear about it so quick. Somebody cuss me out, throw something, do this or do that. Well, I'm telling so fast, you won't even know what happened. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you just saw what happened. I forgive the person, God, and I'm going to let you deal with them. They're your child, and I know you love them, and I know you'll deal with them correctly. You handled the person. But in the name of Jesus, Satan, I take authority over you. How dare you touch me? I'm a blood-bought child of God. Would you do that to a king? No. I am a king. What would a king do? Off with your head. So that's what I did. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, and I cast you into outer darkness where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth. You ain't ever talking to me again, and you ain't gonna talk to nobody else either. You handle it. He shouldn't have messed with you. Because nothing by any means can harm you. And he's a fool for trying. Don't let him. When he knows you know, he'll quit. When he knows you know the name of Jesus, he'll quit. When he knows you know the blood of Jesus and I am in a covenant with God, when he knows you know that, trust me, he's going to quit. When he knows you know the power of worship, when he knows you know the power of forgiveness and love and talking to God, spending time prayer, when he knows you know that, you won't have to deal with him the way some people have to deal with him on a continual basis. When he knows that you know that you are heir of this world, he's going to quit messing with you. That you're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, ruling and reigning. Is this not what the Bible says? When he knows you know this, he'll leave you alone. But you got to know it. And nobody wants to value the Word of God. They want to discredit it. But they run around and say the dumbest things. How many of you realize your words are powerful? And what you say, you are creating it. Am I right? Are you created in the image of your Father? And how did he make everything he made? He spoke it. Did he not? We speak what we want. And that's how it's created. Okay? So he doesn't want Jesus in school. He doesn't want the children to learn about Jesus. So what did he do? Nursery rhymes. And we just were sitting there in a stupor, and we didn't even say nothing about it. We didn't even object. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school one day, which was against the rules, because it made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. And what did he do? Oh, that's such a cute song talking about Mary and the lamb. Mother Mary and the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Oh, it's such a cute little story. But he followed her to school one day, which was against the rules. Do you know what happens when 2 million kids say every day, followed her to school one day, which was against the rules? Do you know what happens? They created. It was against the rules for Jesus to go to school. They created it by saying it. And nobody ever paid attention to what we were saying. I mean, it's ridiculously crazy what all's going on out there, and nobody is waking, nobody sees it. I could go through every nursery rhyme that Mother Goose ever put out, and I could tell you why it's evil. I've done it before. I broke down every one of them one time. And yet we teach every 4-year-old and every 5-year-old in the public school system to say along. It's crazy. And then the Christians sitting around. What? Wonder why they took Jesus out of school. So I say, with the understanding that I have about my anointing and who I am and the power that I have and my words that create, and I say, in the name of Jesus, I speak, Jesus is in the classroom. Jesus is welcome in school. Jesus is accepted in school. Jesus is accepted in the White House. Jesus is accepted. And every time you have a thought like that, you start speaking it. I'm creating it. And I tell you what, I got more anointing and more authority and power in my words than some child that doesn't even know what they're doing. And the more I teach this, more people, more prayer partners, more people that love the Word of God stand up and start doing it. I release holiness and purity and righteousness over our government. I release purity and holiness and righteousness over our televisions and over the internet in Jesus' name. All this filth and perversion, it's destroying marriages. It's destroying families. It is destroying this nation. If we went outside and took a piece of paper, we should do this probably someday, and did a survey. You have to ask 100 people, are you currently taking prescription medication? How many would say no? Because they're being destroyed. They're absolutely being destroyed. Because the enemy is now allowed to put a commercial on TV every 5 minutes telling you, because you might, anything could happen. You bump your leg, something, you know what I'm saying? Do you have a pain in your leg? Well, you need this pill. Ask your doctor. Tell your doctor. And they think, oh God, maybe this is serious. The enemy's speaking to them, fear, 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 fear. Maybe this is serious. And they go to the doctor and they get on more medication. I'm not saying somebody wouldn't occasionally not feel well and need to go to the doctor and need some medication. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from God. God is, He's the one that created the plants and stuff for the healing of the nation. The leaves are for the healing. It's medicine. God gave us medicine. I'm not against medicine. But what I'm against right now is the fact that these people are buying the lie that every time they turn on the TV, every time they watch something on YouTube, it's a commercial about you're sick, you're sick, you're sick, you're sick, you're sick. And they don't know that nothing by any means can harm them. And so they're on medication. And it doesn't have to be that way. I'm not saying everybody's, there's not some people out there that don't feel well. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that there's not actual things going on in people's lives. There's all kinds, but still, it doesn't have the right to destroy a child of God. It doesn't have the right to harm them. But if they don't know this, then they're going to have to count on medicine. And that's just one example. I mean, there are literally, we could sit here and talk about all the things that are hurting mankind. Just living with everybody and not getting married. That is destroying the person, their family, and this entire nation. It is destroying us. There's no covenants. There's no commitment. So there's no security. There's no protection. Who are the two people that are most vulnerable, that are preyed upon continuously? The Bible says, pure religion, undefiled before God the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction and keep yourself unspotted from the world. So who is vulnerable? God says it's people that don't have a father and people who don't have a husband. So let's women's lib this thing. I don't need no man. I can make equal pay. I can do this. I can do that. No, baby, you need a man. Because there's other men out there that will prey on you and you will be in trouble. You need a man in your home. I don't care if he does anything. I don't care if he just sits on a chair and watches TV all day long. He's on R&R. If there's a bump, if there's a stranger at the door, if there's a big pop, something's on fire, something, when it's necessary, he always gets out of the chair. And the fact that he's sitting in that chair brings security and protection to everybody living in that home. I ain't going to deal with that. No, ma'am. I mean, I could help. But my first priority is going to be go find my children, get the pets. Yeah, I'm the mother. I'm looking for these things I love. He's the warrior. He's about to kill whatever it is. We need each other. Now, God, he needs us so bad. Men need women so bad. But they need a committed relationship. Because this other mess that they're doing is destroying them. There's a false sense of security. There's no commitment. There's no covenant. And people are vulnerable and they're being destroyed. But nothing by any means can harm us. Because the enemy can't do these things to us if we know that nothing by any means can harm us. We will tread over the serpents and the scorpions, all those lies that he's telling us. We will tread over him because we're in a covenant with God and we have the authority, we have the power, we have the ability. Again, I'm not condemning anything. I'm not saying that something can't happen. You know what the Bible's telling the church? If you know over here there's a lady that's living by herself, you watch out for her. You be available to help her. If you know there's a house over here and there's a single mom and there's some kids, you watch out for them. You watch out who's around them kids. You help her. Keep an eye out. That's why God told the church to do that. Because there's a need there. And they have a covenant also that says nothing by any means can harm them. So even if there's not a man there, that's okay because God sends the church to do it. There's going to be protection for you because nothing by any means can harm you. Is this making sense? And I'm just using a few examples here. Literally, we could take anything in your life that harms you. Anything. That harms you. Poverty. That is so evil. But nothing by any means can harm you. The blessing of the Lord has come upon you. It has overtaken you. And we could talk about anything that can harm you. And the promise is it can't harm you anymore because you know it can't. And when you stand somewhere and you're like, I am being harmed right now, you need to put this in your mouth and you need to say, in the name of Jesus, nothing by any means can harm me. And that's what you're going to do. Whatever this is, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. God, I praise you and bless you that your word is true and that you're watching over your word to perform it. I thank you, Father God, that this word is true and nothing can harm me, God. And I'm trusting you for it in Jesus' name. And whatever that situation was, I'm telling you right now, that stuff is turning around. There's an innumerable company of angels out here whose job it is not to just do what you want them to do, but to honor God's word. And they will honor God's word. There's a story in the Bible. Do you remember the guy's going to battle and all of a sudden he looks over there and there's this giant angel with a sword drawn? And he goes, hey, are you for us or against us? Are you like, you on my team or not? He goes, neither. I'm on the Lord's team. And whoever's operating in this covenant, I'm fighting for them. Not because of who they are, but because of the covenant I have. He's responsible for God's covenant. So when you speak God's words, you initiate an army of help. Your kingdom's not in the natural world. Your kingdom is in the unseen realm. But it manifests in the natural. Whoever's controlling the unseen realm is what's manifesting in the natural. The craziness going on in this world right now is because the church doesn't know the Bible. There's no value put on the Bible anymore. But that's changing. That's turning around. Because we're releasing a hunger for the Word of God. Just a revelation, a revival of truth to sweep this nation and to sweep this planet in Jesus' name. We just declare it in the name of Jesus that truth will prevail. And hunger, I just declare a hunger for the Word of God to come over every child of God. And I'm just going to keep planting the heavens. I'm going to just keep declaring and saying what I want to see. What I'm creating in the unseen realm is manifesting. It is manifesting already, but it's going to continue and grow in intensity because we're sharing this news, right? And it's not just me. There's a lot of people doing what I'm doing. It's a whole movement. Lots and lots of powerful prayer partners in this world. And this thing's turning around now. We was headed in the wrong direction there for a long time, but I'm telling you right now, it's turning around. And this is about to be glorious. You're going to be living in a good place, in a good nation, in a good time to have your children and to be married and have your businesses and to do what you want to do and to have dreams and hopes. Your world is coming into order. But I want you to be empowered with the ability to stop any craziness that happens to be going on in your world. Don't try to convince people. Just do it for yourself. Okay? Once you've got it going for yourself, people will ask you questions. I mean, I'm not saying you can't tell somebody. You can tell somebody, but you know, the first time you run out there and start telling everybody else what they ought to do, people don't receive that. You just do what you ought to do. You do it. You do what you ought to do. And then they'll start asking you, what do you do when this happens? Because you seem like you've got your life together. They'll want to know. And they'll ask you, and then you can help them. But everybody's ready to jump up and run out there and preach and tell everybody else, you ought to do this, and you ought to do that, and you ought to do this, and you ought to do that. And I'm always thinking, no, you ought to. You do it in your life, and then we can share with everybody else, right? Don't preach what you're not living. But once you're living something and it works, and you know it will because you've tried some things. Have you ever tried to worship God when you were scared and had things change? Have you ever tried to worship God when fighting is going on and stress and chaos? Yes. Of course it works. It's in the Bible. So this will work too. Nothing by any means can harm you. Nothing by any means can harm you. That's why I don't mind going with Deborah down there where we go. Nothing by any means can... I'm not going in there by myself. We're going in there to help people, and we're going with Jesus. Nothing by any means can harm you. Okay? Okay. Okay. Well, we're so thankful and grateful that you decided to join us today. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you tomorrow.